the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. London's home sales have slowed even more over the last year as the housing market shifts from a seller's market to a buyer's market. Today, I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Jonathan Juha about this trend, what's caused the change, and what we can expect looking forward. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Not too bad at yourself.
Good, good. So the number of homes being sold so far this year, we're just taking into account January and February, has dropped. But already comparing those 2 months to last year, January, February, 2025, it dropped from 2024. So we see this pattern of we just keep going down. Can you go over some of the stats for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, the start of the year has been really rough. Like, I mean, comparing February to February, we're down about 19% compared to 2025 in terms of sales. But like you said, like what makes it really significant is the fact that February 2025 was already 20% down compared to 2024. So it really signals or shows how low volumes in terms of sales we're seeing right now. And obviously, last year was supposed to be sort of like a bounce back year. Then we had the whole conversation about trade and tariffs and all of that. And that never materialized. A lot of people were hoping that, you know, that we'll have some more clarity around this time. But we're in the opposite situation right now. You know, the customer negotiations are expected to be completed by some point in July. Most of the news that continue to come from side of the border in terms of where things are going to go ahead and continue to, you know, feel that uncertainty that there is about the future of the local economy, the Canadian economy. And it's not good when we also see headlines like we saw last month when in January, the London region lost about 5,000 jobs in just 1 month. Sort of like, you know, mm-hmm. we're starting to see a little bit of the cracks in the economy. So all of that sort of like gives people pause. Like if you're not 100% certain that, you know, you have job stability, that your job is secure, that you don't know where things are going to go headed. It may give you a pause before deciding to pull the trigger on buying a house, because obviously it's one of the most expensive purchases that anyone can make, right? Mm-hmm. So that continues to weigh heavily on buyers. A lot of people sort of like staying on the sidelines. We also have to mention, I guess, January, February, March are not traditionally like very busy months, but we've had a pretty rough winter as well. So that could also have had a little bit of an impact. Obviously, fewer showings, less interest for people to go out under those terrible conditions, the snow and deep freeze that we have had as well. So that could also be a factor. But in general terms, the main culprit continues to be the uncertainty and the economic situation that the Canadian economy is facing right now, as it continues to deal with the threat of even deeper terrorists coming from the US.
So a lot of uncertainty, but are we also kind of coming back to reality maybe from the COVID times where we saw, you know, record high sale prices?
There's a little bit of that as well. Like some people say that there's definitely been a little bit of a correction. Like, I mean, if you look at in terms of prices, we're about $200,000 below what it used to be. Like the peak was $825,000. Now we're around $622,000. Mm-hmm. So sort of like about $200,000 less in terms of the average price. And obviously, like the dynamics are more traditional in the sense of you're not seeing sort of like all the 15, 20 offers on a single property mm-hmm. selling sort of like in 3-4 days in the market. So in a sense, there's definitely been a little bit of a correction. But the other element is that the demand for housing remains there. It's like, I mean, interest rates are the lowest they have been in the past couple of years as well. There's still that need for housing and the demand is there. People want to buy a house. It's not that that has gone out of the window. That's mm-hmm. still definitely the reality for many people. It's just that the conditions are not, people are not feeling confident enough to make the purchase.
Mm. Well, yeah, because I was going to ask, that leads me to this. Are a lot of first time home buyers taking advantage of this market? But it doesn't really seem that they are.
No, I mean, like they're still like obviously coming out with a down payment is still sort of like the biggest hurdle for a lot of people. Qualifying, passing the stress test, those are still like affordability is still a main concern for a lot of people, especially first-time home buyers, right? Even if prices have gone down to about 100, 622 on average, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, they were around 400,000. So it's still a significant, we're still above the pre-pandemic market, right? So it still presents a challenge of affordability. Builders have said how they would like to see the government to bring more incentives to try to get first-time home buyers qualified, relax a little bit some of the rules around the stress test and qualifying for a mortgage, even though interest rates are lower right now. Affordability still remains a big barrier for a lot of people who would like to enter the market. Obviously, not every property that is going to sell, it's going to be around the 622, but still, like the main competition in some of the segment of the market that continues to move a little bit more is sort of like the lower end, because people cannot afford some of the higher end prices that are still out there in the market. And people who bought at the peak of the pandemic, even though they're not going to get the money that they got during the pandemic years, they're still trying to hold firm at least a little bit on, so they don't lose that much money when they're selling their properties. Because we're also seeing that we saw some reports from last year that the average person who bought at the peak of the pandemic and were selling now or in 2024, they were losing about $45,000 on their property. So home sellers are not seeing many offers, but some of them are still trying to stay firm on how low they can go on what they're willing to sell their properties for.
Well, the average price has come down since the pandemic about, $200,000. Is that right? So, I mean, if you're selling, for the average price, you could be losing quite a bit of money.
Absolutely. And that's a reality that a lot of people are facing. I mean, if you're still selling, in a lot of cases, even CMHC in their projections saying, we also expect to see a lot of listings, because we're still sort of like seeing some of that trend of people having to renew their mortgages at a higher interest rates. They have come down significantly from the peak when they were like around 5% in 2023, but they're still renewing mortgages at a higher rate. Some people are having difficulties sort of like continue to make the payments. So some people are definitely still being forced to sell and sell at a loss. But the reality is, at the same time, even though there are deals to be had for sure, right now in the community, the number of listings is very high. The prices have stayed relatively stable and have sort of like hovered around the 600 to 100, 650,000 mark for most of the past year, even though sales have gone down. Like, the logic would be that if sales are low, prices are just gonna drop until they've stabilizes a little bit, but they have remained sort of like around the same price, are hovering around that same area, even though the prices have been up and down for most of the past 12 to 15 months.
Are we seeing the same trend around the region and even maybe out across Ontario if we compare London to other areas?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, London is not alone in this sort of like trend. Obviously, since last year, the housing market has been sort of like going down and sleeping in terms of sales volumes. Everything, obviously, all of the projections are attached to hopefully finding some resolution to the trade situation with the US. Because again, some of the other fundamentals remain in place. Like, it's not like people all of a sudden decided that they didn't want to buy houses, right? It's still there, sort of like they're waiting for the right condition and again, feeling safe enough that they'll be able to afford and not, default on their mortgage kind of thing, right? So there's still definitely that desire, that demand in there. And London is not alone in seeing sort of like these dips. The only markets where you are seeing perhaps activity be a little bit higher, it's sort of like in other provinces where prices are cheaper, sort of like what we saw happen here in London. When London was comparably cheaper than, let's say, the GTA, a lot of buyers were coming here. Now that the prices are a little bit closer, people are looking sort of like a farther field and see where they can find prices that they can afford, a nice home that they can buy. And then those are the prices, or those are the markets where we're seeing prices sort of like go up and sales stay a little bit in a more healthy territory. But in a lot of places in Ontario, BC, definitely the market has slowed down significantly.
What's changed in terms of, say, home sales, maybe conditions on the homes? What's changed in the last maybe five years or even a year or two? Are we seeing a lot more conditions from sellers or from buyers, I should say?
From buyers,
From
absolutely. I
buyers.
mean, obviously, speaking with real estate agents, they say that buyers are definitely more picky when they're choosing. Like, they have now the luxury of looking at five, six, seven properties before making a decision. And even if they don't get the deal that they want, they can continue to look for, like, there's not a rush from the buyers. Because I mean, at the same time, in January we had about 6 months of inventory in terms of listings in the London area, which is the highest point that we have had over the past 10 years. And the expectation is that the number of listings will just grow during the spring. So obviously, buyers have the luxury of looking at more properties than one, have conditions on the sale, have inspections, which if, I don't know if you remember, but during the pandemic, like a lot of people were buying homes without having proper inspections on their property, just sort of like as is. And properties, even in those circumstances, were selling like again, 3, 4, 5, 6 days only in the market kind of thing, right? And talking to some agents, like you are even seeing that, you know, there are some properties that perhaps still attracting 3, 4, 5 offers, but most of them are either coming at price or below the asking price. Which again, it's a complete reversal from what we saw during the pandemic when you would see property selling 150,000 above the asking price. So definitely right now the buyers have the upper hand. It's a matter like if you're confident enough that your job is secure kind of thing, that's the kind of people who are still sort of like making the move and going ahead buying a house.
Buying homes. And we are expecting another interest rate decision from the Bank of Canada, right?
Yes, so that one's coming, I believe, March 18 or the 28th, either or. But it's tricky to know exactly what that's going to bring because I mean previous cuts have not brought back buyers into the market again because even if interests go down, a lot of people are still concerned about their financial security and what's going to happen with their jobs. So what in other years, sort of like where the interest rates went would determine how the market will react to it. People are putting more consideration to what's happening between the trade relationship between Canada and the US as opposed to just the interest rates themselves. So it's not an expectation that it could spur. It could definitely, you know, bring some people and make them say, okay, right now let's do it. But it's not like it's gonna bring back all of those buyers who are now on the sidelines rushing into buying a home right now. It could influence some people, but the expectation is that there are bigger things in people's minds right now when it comes to deciding to buy a home.
What is the long-term expectation then? What are experts saying, they're predicting for the housing market this year and maybe over the next couple of years, we'll be bounced back eventually.
Eventually, everything, you know, it's even the projections, even CMHC again had a projection for the housing market last month that we reported on as well. And basically their contention is that like everything is tied up to resolution on the trade situation with the US. Once that is resolved, the expectation is that a lot more buyers will go back into the market. Right now, as it is, the first half continued to be like a very slow year for the housing market. And that's the expectation before things sort of like start picking up in the second half. Again, under the assumption that some sort of resolution is reached through the negotiations that the government is currently in with the US and Mexico for the review of the Cosmo Agreement. But definitely right now it continues to be sort of like the biggest cloud on the horizon right now. It's what's going to happen between Canada and the US and the future of Cosmo.
Okay. Well, we will keep an eye on your stories at lfpress.com. We know that you'll have more for us, perhaps after the next interest rate announcement. So thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.